each people according to its language, being written in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed with the king's signet ring. And letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to seize their possessions as plunder. Esther chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Did you track the scene? Haman ordered the annihilation of all the Jews throughout each of the 127 provinces of the kingdom. He had the extermination plan put into writing, and he sealed it with the king's ring in the first month of the year, but it was not to be carried out until the 12th month. Let them live in the misery, knowing what awaits them, he must have thought. He not only wanted to kill them, he wanted to torture them. A copy of the edict to be issued as law in every province was published to all the people so that they should be ready for this day. The couriers went out impelled by the king's command while the decree was issued in Susa, the capital, and while the king and Haman sat down to drink. The city of Susa was in confusion. Esther chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Yes, such murderous things can be planned. And all the while, you can sip your booze and care less as others around you live in misery. That's the way it is with unchecked evil. Wickedness, an appropriate response. Though we are far from finished with this remarkable, relevant story, it's time we paused and caught our breath. Already, we can draw three very valuable lessons from the three major characters of this story. First from Mordecai, then from Haman, and finally from Ahasuerus. First, from Mordecai we learn, never forget there will always be someone who will resent your devotion to the Lord. That's how it all started in Persia, remember? Why don't you bow down to Haman, the prime minister? I am a Jew. My devotion to my Lord is such that I dare not do that. The result was a resentment so severe it triggered an extermination plot. There will always be someone who will resent your devotion to the Lord. Expect it. If you don't, you will allow your will to be weakened. I've seen it in the military. I've seen it in neighborhoods. I've seen it in ministry. I've certainly seen it in the business world, where pressure intensifies because a person's convictions cut across company policy. The results get so ugly, I've known some who simply could not remain a part of the firm. Second, from Haman we learn, never underestimate the diabolical nature of revenge. And while I'm at it, don't underestimate your own ability to connive and retaliate. A lack of forgiveness that stays on the back burner has the ability to poison your life if you allow it. Many a divorced person today is consumed by the poison of an unforgiving spirit. How many young to middle-aged adults have turned on their parents rather than forgiven them? How many vicious acts of terrorism have been spawned in polluted streams of unforgiveness? Third, from Ahasuerus, never overestimate the value of your own importance. It's so easy to be blinded by one's own pride of position and power. Some wise counselor should have had access to King Ahasuerus and been allowed to say to him, "What is this terrible thing that you're permitting? It isn't worth it. Not even you are that important." In every life, an evil interlude is never very far away. A secret plan to walk away from God-given responsibilities, or a smoldering spirit that, if not dealt with, can lead to violence, even murder. As I write these words, the final decision of a federal jury in Denver, Colorado, has just been announced. A man has not only been found guilty of murder, but condemned to death for the April 19, 1995 bombing of a federal office building in Oklahoma City. Tragically, That bombing killed 168 men, women, and children, and injured hundreds more. Only 29 years old, the Persian Gulf War veteran committed this heinous act of random political terror because he allowed a spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness to grow into blind rage, which ultimately led him to commit the most dreadful act of mass murder by an American in American history. His own evil interlude, fed by the poison of hateful prejudice, has imprinted on our minds a name that will go down in infamy. A name we'll never forget. Timothy McVeigh. To this day, the Jews have never forgotten the man named Haman. They're reminded of him each year at the Feast of Purim.